Yes, you did.
Oh, shit. Well, it's recording.
We're back. Remember, I am your host of...
Wait, we're recording?
Chavvy Patty?
Chavvy Patty.
With Jump.
No, your original name was like...
I fucked your mom.
I don't know.
What is it? Joe? Jaden, oh. The big nose llama?
Yeah.
And we got Joe Mama.
Oh, can we change my name?
What the fuck do you want your name to be? This is the episode.
It's way better than my name. Can I change my name?
No.
No, I like your big nose llama.
Like that name.
I don't.
It's like Rudolph the Red Nose.
Had a very big ass nose.
Fuck you.
When you ever saw it, for sure you know it blows.
And a very
all of the other noses. Look at his shit and freaked. Sorry, Daniel. Watch, you're gonna get some big nose bitch too. You guys are can't kiss. You guys can be like Gru and that one bitch.
Watch, Jaden's like,
bro, wait, are you gonna become Jayden, Gru?
No,
bro, I think we found Gru.
I'm not fucking Gru.
Jaden, are you gonna like snap and just kill us?
Probably.
Why? You look so worried. Anyway, Joe's name.
Yo, I'm sorry, Jaden. Friends, right?
Joe's name should be Joe Biden.
No.
Oh,
no,
heck don't yeah.
Wait, is this still recording?
Yes. Yep. Don't compare it to that limp.
I hate him.
Kick that.
Alright, what should Joe's name be?
This is Joe Mama.
No. Okay. You said you wanted to change it. We need to change it.
Bigfoot.
What the fuck?
Ricardo.
No big...
No. Wait, should we... Edgar's the scrambled egg. Kanye.
Logan. And you're Joe Mama.
What's his name?
Logan
Daddy.
Doesn't have a nickname. He's like Dante.
Hey, we should say their name. Do you think they'll care?
I don't think we're gonna get big enough for them to care.
Fuck you, look at me like, what the fuck?
Oh, what the fuck is on your lips? It's like dark.
Okay,
right,
they're
where
touching each other's
go.
Lips. Anyway, let's let's talk about
fuck you.
Let's talk about cool shit. Oh, by the way. We have a fucking idiot on the podcast.
I wonder who that is.
The fucking llama. He thinks that turning off the podcast, clicking the fucking X, means break. So this is now episode 1, part 2. And this is the only part 2 we'll ever be fucking doing.
What time is it?
You fucking llama.
Hey, what time is it?
Time for you to
it
watch.
Is currently 4 a.m.
4?
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep, guys. All right. Yeah, I'll talk in my sleep, though.
He's doing the sleep talk. Alright. So
I feel like that's what we're doing anyway.
We're chilling in the bunk bed. The bunk bed, like usual. Just vibing.
What do you guys think about Bigfoot?
Dude, I believe
I think he's a cool guy.
I believe that there's fucking hysterical people out there. I believe someone just dressed up in a fucking costume like in GTA 5 and you're just tripping out on mushrooms and you think it's real.
What if he is real? Like, do you feel like something like that could be real? Like a Yeti?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm just saying.
But something like that, that would escape.
We discovered a new species of orangutan, like, a few months ago, and they're nearly extinct.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
But, like, it's weird how there's still so many species we haven't found.
Yeah, we could find, like, a fucking Yeti.
Yeah.
Or you could find like another like somewhere.
Why
like,
would you find a Sasquatch out in the Missouri?
All we know
swamps.
We could find like another
honestly.
Like type of like
do you
human
know?
Species in Antarctica. They're just built different. They know how like they could face the cold.
Do you know how many sightings there have been here in Utah?
There's like fucking millions.
Yeah.
People like, we'll think that everybody. Sasquatch roam this place, but I really don't.
Wait, does that mean there's multiple Bigfoot or can is there only
well, one? We don't know.
They say Bigfoot's one fucking guy.
But there's like multiple sightings in different states. There's no way he could. No way his big ass could fucking go one state to another state. There's no way he could do that.
Yeah.
Unless he's like built like a.
A monkey.
A fucking big ass giant ape.
How do you just wake up and hear your sister like.
It's like,
wife.
How have not like. How has not people like. Fucking shot him or something. Like people are just
if
lying.
I saw him.
I swear it's the big placebo effect. Like
yeah.
You know that fucking show that's dedicated to fucking hunting Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I think it's called Finding Bigfoot, dude. They fucking went on for like I don't even know how long. I'm guessing like 20 or 13, whatever, seasons
mm-hmm.
of nothing. There's no research. Nothing. They wasted half their goddamn lives and got paid for it, looking for a fucking animal that never existed. How the fuck? Dude, imagine telling your grandkids, how'd you waste your life, grandma or grandpa? Find Bigfoot. I got paid for it. I had a TV show and all. Find a Bigfoot.
Finding Bigfoot. Man. Dude, would you do that?
How much do I get paid? Like, those fucks where they live in mansions and shit? Fuck yeah. Pretend it's real and shit. Get fucking callbacks. Fucking wolves.
I'm a racist. I'm not a racist.
Yeah, I'm a racist and I'm gonna win this race.
Alright, we could be really racist right now, but...
But we don't mean it.
We don't want to get banned. We don't want to get people hating us. We don't...
Honestly, alright, look. I'm a circleist, alright? Listen. You make fun of race, I don't care. Alright? You make fun of my race, I don't care. I make fun of your race, I hope you don't care. But honestly, it's acknowledging each other's differences in a different and differentiating our cultures. Like, for an example, like, if I eat watermelon and chicken, they'll be like, oh, you're not black.
Yeah.
So, you're disqualifying me from their culture, but at the same time, I'm erasing it.
Yeah.
So, don't be a dick, alright? You make jokes about my culture, I make jokes about your culture. We all have a good laugh. At the end of the day, me and you are friends. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be a giant ass dickhead.
Yeah, like, I don't understand all this shit that, like, why would you believe that someone was underneath you because of your skin color?
I don't get that at all.
Like,
and I'm a white person. Well, I'm fucking half white.
You know what makes me mad? When black people, they're like, oh, if you're white, your ancestors are... Not all white people back then were like that.
Yeah, like,
some white people are actually just... like, really... I think it was a civil... Actually, not the Civil War. It wasn't really about slaves.
Yeah.
The reason why Abraham Lincoln only did that to get more people.
No, so he... The fucking... The world would not intervene, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you know what's funny? Back in Africa, people, like... Their own people sold their own people.
Yeah. And then, like, they blamed it on us.
I just don't understand why people would deface, like, spray paint all over Abraham Lincoln's statue.
I don't get that.
Like, all those riots, like, this last summer, like...
I feel like it was just an excuse to do it.
Oh, yeah, like, people are fucking insensitive.
I'm sorry if y'all find this offensive, but, like...
Like, yeah, I was, like, with the movement, but, like, people just, like, raiding shit.
Yeah.
Like, why?
They just wanted to.
Yeah, there's just... There's no probable cause. It was... Probably just only for George Floyd or whatever.
Yeah.
They just like, George was, like, so really, uncultured. I've not.
That was really wrong that he died, but like, why burn buildings?
Like, black crimes happen every day.
You want to make me mad? They like burn buildings. Each other. And then the
why don't
cops...
white people kill each other? Why the fuck?
Yeah, his brother came out speaking like, please stop doing this. My brother would not have wanted this.
Like, what if George Floyd was an Asian man?
Nobody would have cared.
They would have had the fucking Asian Lives Matter first.
What if he was a white man? No one would care.
That's another thing. I don't get it why you fucking have to say all that. Like, my life matters. Like, my skin. Like, just you holding up a sign saying it doesn't prove that it matters.
Yeah, all lives matter.
All lives matter. I'm not saying this as a white person, but, like, everyone matters.
Yeah.
And if you don't like that saying, then I think you're more racist than I am.
Okay, so... I believe that blacks have been put under a lot, and...
True.
You know when... Personal story, should I? With Marcus.
What do you mean?
When he got caught with the fucking lighter.
Just say it.
Okay, so me and my friend Travis and my other friend Marcus, we went to go explore this house, and...
And it was trespassing, I know, but it was kind of fucked.
And they saw Marcus, and they said that he was trying to light stuff on fire with a lighter. There was no lighter, and it rained, so we couldn't get anything on fire.
Bro, even if we tried.
Well, how dumb are you?
And the cops came. Four cops. All right, let me explain the story better, Jaden. All right, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but like, So this old man saw me and my friend trespass on this abandoned property, but the property was so abandoned, so decrepitated, like no one wanted it. It was awful. Now it's a beautiful home, but there's a cat that went inside and he got locked inside, and later we found out he died, but we were trying to save him. That was our excuse not to get fucking butt fucked with a gavel.
Which was true.
We were trying to just get in and just let him out because he did look like he haven't had like water in a few days. But so anyway, we got the cops calling us and the old guy yelled at us and then we got pissed. So we went back inside and four cop cars came, guns drawn. The guy said that we were arsonists, that we were Satanists, that we were going to burn down the house and kill the dog and the puppy or some shit. And then we got interrogated, but what did they say to Marcus, Jaden?
I don't remember. They were just like, okay, where's your mom? Even though his mom's white. And they didn't really believe that she was his mom at first.
Yeah, we were really fucked up. And they didn't ask where his dad was. And they didn't ask anything about... It was just...
And I don't believe all police are bad. I don't believe you should defund the police at all. Because they really do protect people. But, like...
Like, your house gets breaking into, like, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Like, I won't call the cops. Unless I have a gun.
Yeah.
I'll take that care.
But, like, defunding them just isn't, in my personal opinion, the smartest
way. Defunding?
Yeah.
When are we defunding them?
Dallas...
Why not just get, like, actual officers?
I know. Dallas doesn't have a police officer anymore. Instead of trying to train new officers, they just completely shut down the police.
What?
Crime rates go up.
Yeah, it went up like crazy. Because there's nobody defending shit anymore.
If there's nothing to save anarchy, it's chaos. Yeah. There's nothing to, like, balance. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really dumb.
Well, back to the story about, like, the other thing.
Fuck, dude.
Okay, yeah, let's get back on topic.
What were we talking about? We're talking about race, huh?
Yeah.
First, we're talking about like the Marcus and things.
You said something really offensive, and I heard you fart, Jane. Don't think you can pass that. The fucking podcast, dude. We got one counter. One fart in.
Fuck you.
We're gonna have a mic taped to your butthole. We're gonna hear it breathe, man.
Alright. I don't think anybody wants to hear this shit.
Anyway, we're not racist. I want to be a classic white guy and like, oh, everyone's equal. Because everyone is. And I don't want people to have sympathy for me. I just want people to know the realest thing. Everyone matters. If you don't think that some people do matter, like, don't matter.
Everyone's opinion matters.
Yes, but some opinions are flawed and wrong.
But that doesn't mean you should ridicule them.
You should not ridicule them for what they believe in. That's what America is built on. Like, freedom of speech and everything, I am 100% supporting them, but because, just like, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have a society in general. We wouldn't have expression. We have all that other shit.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't infringe on someone else's freedom of speech. You can't, like, if you believe in something and then someone else does not believe in it with you, you cannot infringe on that. Like, you cannot make threats. You cannot stop them from what they want to say. That's infringing on their right, and then you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Just believe what you want to believe, but don't force your beliefs on other people when they don't want to, you know?
Like, it is important. Yeah. No one should judge anybody for getting their personal opinion out.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes you'll be wrong because humans are flawed. Everybody's flawed. But when you just ridicule someone for not having enough information, they're still allowed to get their opinion out there.
Yeah. Just, you have to do a little bit more research.
Yeah. Like, right. You shouldn't go out there with, like, one little piece of information claiming you know everything.
Yeah, you should dig into the case and actually get into it. But, yeah, support everyone's opinions. Everyone matters. Everyone's lives matter. Everyone is equal and should be treated equal. And if you don't feel equal, have your opinion spoken out. But do the research first. All right, can we get off this topic? Because I really don't want to get in the fucking butt-fuck gavel in court.
Yeah.
It's some stupid shit. All right. I'm looking around my room.
Space,
bro. Let's talk about the ISS. Oh my god, I want to live up there, please.
Honestly,
dude, I'll do a 5 month, 5 year, whatever. Put me up, how long? Do whatever test, as long as I get to experience space.
Honestly,
fucking send me in a rocket and propel me out of the solar system.
Just pictures of it are so fucking beautiful.
Dude, you see the videos and you see how they operate shit. Dude, when we're about to go to bed, I'm about to play some of that shit. And Joe Mama's out for the count.
Well, good night, Joe Mama. Looks like...
Good night. It's just me and the fucking big nose one.
Oh, we still wait.
Oh, he's up. Oh, shit.
I tried to talk, but I couldn't.
What? That made no sense.
Like frozen.
Sleep paralysis shit.
I could hear you guys. I was trying to like...
I have sleep paralysis. Don't fuck with me like that. I see demons and shit. Well, they don't happen as much as they used to. I used to get butt fucked in my dreams.
They used to scare the shit out of me, though. One time, I got it, and...
Dude, my fucking... Like, have you... Alright.
Okay, we need... ISS, we need to stop changing fucking topics, bro.
No, I think this is, a lot of us have a severe autism. Not saying anyone with autism is bad, just like we in general have severe autism. And we should get Medicaid. We should get marijuana to help us.
Yes,
I've heard that it heals more than broken souls.
Man's broken. Bones.
Anyway, ISS. I'll do anything to get on the ISS. I'll suck the chairman of NASA's dick to get on the ISS. Alright? Send me up there with a few food modules. I don't even care.
Yeah. Honestly, I just want to go up there to experience what it's like.
For real. Like, imagine just floating around, just sleeping.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world, just chilling.
Doing flips. That's why I really want to visit one of those anti-gravity places. It's like,
I don't think those exist.
No, like where they have like two fans and you kind of just fly around. You've never seen those?
Oh, that, yeah.
But yeah, they're so cool and I really want to visit one just to feel.
I'm kind of scared of spitting in space. Like if you do a front flip in space, you'll get butt fucked. Like, no, like, for real, like, if you keep going, eventually you're just gonna fucking be like, you can't stop yourself, and you try to stop yourself, you're gonna fucking cut off a limb. I think that's how it works. I don't know. Just fucking... Joe Mama, are you up? Got anything to say about the ISS in space? Let him be.
Honestly, what do you think about the Space Force?
The Space Force? What is that?
Never heard of it. Donald Trump made like a Space Force kind of thing.
We have military in space?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? Like, do we have laser guns?
No, it's normal guns. They're just cool name, and they're in space.
Why? Why? Why would we need that? Who on God's name? Oh, that fucking Oompa Loompa. Oh my god. Okay. Why? Is that just a shit excuse to let someone fucking be in a spacesuit?
I guess. I don't know. It's pretty cool though. Would you ever join it?
What the fuck would I do? Just chill in space with a shotgun?
Don't fight wars in space like you see
in
the
movies. What would I fight though? Well, there's no need for a space force right now. Are they in space right now?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck are they doing?
Being astronauts, I don't fucking know.
So just floating in space around orbit, just like, oh, one day.
I don't know if they're in space yet, but I know that they exist.
Oh, I know. You should have made fucking Space Force as an idiot and a waste of tax dollars.
Donald.
I don't... I, I'm not believing a lot of things you said tonight, because you said that we just had to click a fucking button every
garbage. Okay, that was one mistake.
Now we're gonna have two fucking parts of one episode, and this will never happen again. Next time, episode two is gonna be an hour. Understand? An hour.
If not longer.
Yeah, hopefully we can get more people. Sorry, I sound like shit.
It's because you're tired.
I'm sick.
I'm sick. Gonna give me COVID?
Probably.
Well, how do you feel about the COVID vaccine?
I feel like fucking everyone hasn't fucking worked out the kinks yet. It's one of the most fastest, Like, the vaccine usually takes like 5 years, 4 years. This is the fastest, like, ever vaccine ever in history, and it's fucking, people are just taking it like it's fucking candy. Like, the Johnson & Johnson one, that's scary. The fucking what? Johnson & Johnson one.
What's that one?
You know, the little baby on the fucking lotion bottles.
No, I know.
Johnson & Johnson.
What?
They have a vaccine. It's awful. Has lead and shit and gives you heart disease and fucking all this other bullshit. It's like, I'll take a shot like in like 5 years, like maybe four. But it's just like a flu. It's not even like that bad.
I mean,
it can kill people, yeah. But the flu, fucking malaria, fucking cancer, anything, fucking anything can kill you way more than that.
Yeah, but like, it did cause our country to go into like a lockdown.
I'm gonna blame the fucking Oompa Loompa for this one. He had 3 months to prepare. If we had 3 months, we would have been as free as Australia. I know Australia has their mask permit off. They have the lowest like, thing in the world, isn't it? Or is that New Zealand?
I think it's
New Zealand and Australia. But if he just shut down travel, any American that was out on holiday for New Year's, just stopped travel for them, made them like exile out of the country for a little bit, fucking did his job like a president should be, maybe fucking we'd all be fine. Just chilling. Like 3 months lockdown tops, but we had eight goddamn months of lockdown, no going outside, no chilling. Fuck, school still sucks. I'm blaming him for ruining my life. Like, fuck. The man had 3 months to prepare, and he fucking ignored all the signs. He didn't believe COVID existed, and he still probably doesn't.
And he got it, though.
Yeah. Well, there's no proof, but his wife got it. And then I heard a fucked up joke about, like, oh, he just got it, and he has to stay 6 feet away from his wife, which he already has to do.
Yeah.
I can't believe we had a fucking Ukraine broad as a fucking first lady.
Yeah.
Fucking the bitch even, like, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump's like a shitty simp. Like, he's like, oh, I'll give you the world, baby. Yes, yes, buy me new Mercedes Porsche.
How do you feel about the election and how it came out?
Why are you asking me this?
It's a topic. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that we'll never have that bitch again. Until next year. I hope Donald Trump dies. I'm sorry. He doesn't deserve to be a president. He doesn't deserve to be in the fucking Hall of Fame or the presidents. Like, he should be forgotten.
Going to a lot of places is like the best ever, though.
Those people are fucking weird, alright? Like, there's nothing wrong with being weird, but like, those people are racist. Those people are fucked. Those people think about other shit that I wouldn't even be thinking of. Like, they think about, oh, the Mexicans are gonna make our lives terrible and all this other shit. He sparked so much racism. I know so many people that were so nice before him, and then they turned into complete assholes.
Yeah.
Just changed their whole fucking world for him. For him. I'm kind of glad Joe was out. Joe's back. Joe's in. We have a member from Obama administration, and he's chilling.
Yeah. I feel like we should get off the topic of politics before people get mad at us.
Fucking butt fucked with a gavel in court.
Yeah. What do you feel about modern music? Okay, so like,
name like three songs.
Bunch of people are saying that modern music will never be the oldies. Do you think that's true, or do you just like?
I seriously do think that's true. I think every music era has their own thing. Like, I've never met a person that was listening to like fucking dapper shit. What cowboys would you listen to?
Yeah, like Johnny Cash. Like,
that's not what cowboys would listen to.
What the fuck do they listen to? Blake Shelton?
No, not like, I'm not talking about new cowboys. I'm talking about like Arthur Morgan cowboys. Like, dun 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 dun. Like, I've never met someone that like listened like an old song like that. It's like every generation, like Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley were in the 60s and 50s.
Yeah.
You know, made a lot of good songs.
Yeah.
But like, and they had like the 70s and the 80s, like with the oldies. I think that was like 60s, 70s with the oldies.
Yeah.
And then like the 90s and the 80s, like 80s and 90s, you had rock, fucking grunge. Grunge like lasted like only like a few years though.
Yeah. It had Fall Out Boy. That's when Fall Out Boy really started getting popular. Actually, no, that was the 90s. Yeah, 90s.
I thought they got popular in the 10s.
Nah, they started getting popular in like the 90s.
Oh, okay. And then we have for the 10s pop and dubstep and yeah. But
Who's those one guys? The guys that made fucking Daft Punk.
Daft Punk was 10s, but they're still kicking, I think.
I mean, Around the World came out in 1997.
True. Like, I don't know. Like, modern music, like, every music has their place in a certain generation. You can never, like, crossbreed. Like, I'm pretty sure grunge or, like, other types of music will make a comeback, but it's not going to be the same. That's legit with every other music ever. Like, there probably will never be another band like Sublime in a long time.
Yeah.
Or, like, you will never, like, hear, like, a version of Santeria played like that. Mm-hmm. Reggae.
Yeah.
Cali reggae.
I feel like, well, a lot of people will try to mimic that and then just fail.
Yeah.
They'll try to be another one of them, not try to be themselves.
You know, some failures are, like, one of the best musics. Like, have you heard of fucking Shiloh Dynasty? Apparently he started his own whole, apparently he inspired a whole genre of music,
yeah,
of sad boy music, with like X, and then like, what's the other guy? I want to say Juice WRLD and Ski Mask, because I know it's not none of them, but it's not Lil Peep either.
X, yeah, Lil Darky, I guess, no, not really.
I'm talking about, I'll figure out his name in a little bit though. Dude, you ever, like, look at your fucking pimples, you just want to pop them? But they're fucking so under your skin, you can't? Look at this shit. I'm pointing at my fucking big-ass pimple on my forehead right now.
Got some right here.
You barely have any. You have, like, two.
I could
pop them right now and get them out of your hair, dude.
No.
I got this big-ass one that looks like a volcano.
Shit.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this podcast, because we're all fucking tired and we're all chilling in the bunk bed. So, yeah, just, I don't know.
Drop a follow, and if you want some good late night chill vibes, maybe fall asleep too, follow and keep listening. Thank y'all for listening.
Have a good day, everyone. Have a good night. If you're high, my guy. We'll see you next time with the Bunk Bed Talk.
Peace.